true or false. The only difference between man and woman from all the other creatures is that God gave humanity the gift of a soul. This was one of the questions that I had on the final exam for religious education. And while I was grading the tests, I came across one of my students who was particularly feisty. And that student circled false. And above it, she wrote, "Cats and dogs have souls. Google it." So when I was reviewing the results of the test, and I was trying to explain how that statement is true, that God breathed into us the breath of life, all the other creatures he simply just created. And I referenced Genesis. And this feisty student says to me, "My mother says that the Bible is just a book that a bunch of people wrote, and it's not really God's voice." And I thought to myself, how easy it is for us to become a corrupt generation. Because what this student was saying is kind of true. It is a book, it's not a historical document, but we believe that the scriptures are the inspired word of God. But in fact, they're words that were written down by a bunch of different people that we've collected and we've marked it as the inspired word of God. We have to believe that in order for the Bible to have any kind of value. Otherwise, it is just a bunch of words that some people wrote down. How easy it is for us to become corrupt when we lose sight of both faith and reason. And I think in this world, in particular at this time in history, we see so many people who are in leadership positions finding that they're the most important thing in the world. And because of that, nothing gets done. Today is a reminder that Jesus Christ truly is a shepherd for us. Jesus Christ truly is someone whom we have to listen to and listen for. Because if we fail to hear the voice of Christ, if we fail to hear the voice of God in the entirety of scriptures, we are going to go astray. We are going to become lost. We are going to become corrupt. So how do we do that? How do we take the scriptures in their entirety and apply them to our lives? This is a particular challenge because we live in a world that moves kind of quickly. We live in a world where, you know, you can get information in a flash simply by Googling it. But we can't allow Google to replace the scriptures. We can allow Google to enhance the scriptures for us. Because now the scriptures are so readily available on the internet, along with a bunch of other study guides that can be helpful to us. So I want to propose a challenge. I want to suggest to you that it's important for all of us to spend more time reading and trying to understand what God is telling us through the scriptures. We have to be willing to stretch our faith. Stretch our faith so that we can apply it to the reality of our lives. Because if we fail to do that, it becomes so easy for us to get off track, to become lost, to become corrupted. And so use the scriptures. Allow God to speak to you through the scriptures. Take time to study the scriptures and understand them better so that God will not be lost in our lives, so that we will have the ability to recognize what the true voice is. The scriptures inform our hearts. Knowledge can inform our brains, but we have to marry those two things. We have to allow ourselves to become vulnerable enough to accept the truth of what God invites us to. And the scripture tells us that that can be really challenging. If we look at Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the scriptures made flesh, we see that he suffered because of the truth. That's a risk that we all have to be willing to take. I'm not suggesting that we should go out and seek martyrdom, but I do want to suggest to you that if we are doing the right thing, chances are our life is going to be harder. It's going to be more challenging because our life is going to have to be more selfless. And the only way for us to discover that is to allow ourselves to be led by the voice of Christ. And we have to ask ourselves, how often do we allow that voice of Christ to be heard in our hearts?